The Irish Times, election 2011.
When the government decided to means test the over 70s for a medical card in budget 2009, thousands of OAPs gathered outside the Dáil to vent their anger over the plan. This resulted in a government climb down on the matter, and since then it has sidestepped anything that might provoke a reaction for fear of provoking a silver revolution at the ballot box. Stephen Carroll was out on the streets of Dublin yesterday and gauged the mood amongst the city's older voters. Stephen, what were the principal concerns you detected amongst those you spoke to?
Well, as you said, Aina, medical card still remains a concern, and I think that a lot of the older people that I spoke to yesterday seemed to be under the impression that the testing criteria and the things that could enable some people and disable others for qualifying for a medical card were still of a major concern. I spoke to one man who was having trouble with his sight, and he was saying that a blind allowance had been cut on him and that his carer wasn't getting as much money, and there just seems to be a lot of general disappointment and anger to an extent about the fact that the older people have lost some of their entitlements over the last while. And I think there's a bit of concern as well that as the election goes on and people say that, you know, this party is going to do this and that party is going to do that, that they're lacking clarity, I suppose, in what the future holds. One woman said to me she was concerned that she heard Fine Gael was going to make older people pay for television licences. Other people were concerned that someone might come in and cut the pension again. Other people were concerned that their children might lose more in social welfare. So there are a waft of concerns, but somewhat surprisingly, I suppose, emigration was a big concern, and a lot of the people I spoke to yesterday felt that it was a disgrace that, having worked through life, that it was awful that their children or their grandchildren were being forced to leave the country in order to find work and to keep their family supported, I suppose. And a lot of them said that they felt that they thought that was over and done with in the 50s, and then they thought again in the 1980s it was over and done with, but that it's happening again, and that I suppose they're a bit disappointed that the legacy they will leave to their grandchildren could possibly be that they might have to go elsewhere to find employment.
One of the concerns, or one of the issues that has been raised over the last number of weeks in terms of the campaign and each party's individual campaign, is that a lot of people have been commenting on the airwaves that people are stuffing election literature into their postboxes but not actually knocking on the door. Did you find that people you spoke to now, that they were well appraised of each party's political stance?
In some cases they were well appraised. I spoke to people down in Sean McDermott Street in North Inner City, Dublin. And it was a group of mostly older women who had met, and they all seemed to be aware of the main issues that have come up over the course of the campaign. But again, I think that they were a bit unsure as to what each party was planning to do, because, you know, they've heard Eamon Gilmore say that Fine Gael is going to cut this many jobs from the public service. They've heard that this is going to result in problems for frontline services, which is obviously a major concern for them. But I think that all in all, the supposed grey vote does have a good idea of what's coming down the pipeline, and they seem keen to be able to take part in the ballot.
And I suppose, traditionally speaking, Irish voters have tended over the years to stick to a single political party throughout their lives, and this might be the only hope, some might say, of salvation for some of the government TDs. Did you detect any shift or change in this tendency?
Well, surprisingly, in the Dublin North inner city, a lot of people seem to think that Bertie Ahern, who has long been a star in that area and who would have polled very, very highly, particularly among the older community, had kind of left Brian Cowan in the lurch, and they felt that when he came in as Taoiseach, he didn't have a lot to work with, and that the problems were already there, and that he had got a very tough time, which I was quite surprised about to see them think that a local son had been responsible for the way the country was gone. Among that group, a lot of them said that they had been Fianna Fáil voters. Some of them said they hadn't decided if they would stay or go. A couple said that they would, because one woman said that she felt that the country would be in a worse state had Fine Gael or Labour been in power, and that Fianna Fáil was the only party that knows how to run the country. But some said that they were done, that Bertie had done the dirty, was one of the comments from one of the people who was there. It was strange to see that they had said that, you know, they would stick with the Gregory candidate, who was someone who had done a lot for them, and that I would imagine that should work out well for Maureen O'Sullivan in the Dublin Central constituency.
You've mentioned emigration and medical cards, Stephen. Were there any other principal areas of concern for those you spoke to?
There was one woman I spoke to yesterday who's a 75-year-old woman from Mayo. She's from Ballina. Loretta Clark is her name. And she feels that older people aren't represented at all in politics, and she's decided to run for the Dáil on the back of this. And what she was saying was that she felt that the rights of older people aren't protected in Ireland, and that given the amount of talk that there's been over the last couple of years about having a referendum on the rights of the child, she would like to see a referendum also on the rights of the older people to enshrine a list of provisions for them into the constitution. She says that there's a lot of concern among older people about the Fair Deal nursing home scheme, which is quite difficult to get into, and not in terms of it's difficult for people, but there's a lot of paperwork involved, and I think possibly people don't necessarily realise what they're signing themselves up for. And she was saying that in the west of Ireland, she feels that Enda Kenny will get support, and that, you know, he's obviously a local son, but that she felt that there was a shift away from Fianna Fáil over there, and that people were they were concerned about things aside from pensions and medical cards, and that they just wanted to make sure that their rights are protected and enshrined in Irish law.
The Finance Minister, Brian Lenehan, recently told the Dáil that the government was proud of its record of increasing pension rates. I think it was by 120% over the last 12 years. Currently, the personal rate for those aged 66 and under 80 is €219 a week, and rises to €229 for those who are over 80. Was the pension issue something that the people you spoke with were concerned about?
Mixed comments on it. There was a couple of people who seemed to be under the impression that they had enough to get by, and that, you know, they were happy to stay where they were, but that they would be devastated if social welfare for younger people was cut. One of the women I spoke to said that, you know, her family were quite happy to support her, but that she felt bad that she was bringing in more than her daughter, who she's obviously getting a child allowance as well, but that she was supporting a family on €202 a week. So it is a concern, and I think the fact that there is kind of speculation about social welfare things being cut here and there, that there is a bit of they are slightly unsettled about the fact that they could end up out of pocket again should the next government get in. And I think a lot of people seem to see Fine Gael as a party that will go more at welfare rates than say Labour if they were in the driving seat in a coalition. So it is something that is of concern, but I think there was more people said that they thought that welfare shouldn't be cut full stop, and not specifically for older people. So I think that the older vote will be possibly casting its eye onto the next generation rather than just simply looking out for its own interests.
This election campaign, one of the other interesting things about it, I suppose, has been the engagement of younger people in the political debate, and some might cite the prevalence of social media as one of the reasons behind this. But generally speaking, you know, the youth vote is considered to be one that was not really exploited that much by the main political parties, at least, as they were often considered less likely to actually turn out on the day. But in general now they're considered to be highly politicised. Did you find amongst the older people that you spoke with that they were, A, highly politicised, and then B, did you find any that had disengaged from the system that might not have any interest in voting at all?
For the most part, I think that the supposed grey vote, they will vote. I think they're more settled in where they are. They know their area. For students, I think it's problematic because they have to travel home and they mightn't necessarily know who's running in their constituency, because for the large part, they're not living there 7/8 of the time. Whereas speaking to older people, they do generally seem to know the people in their area. They seem to have had contact with the people running in their area, and they seem to be established on who they will vote. I found that talking to younger people, they're a lot more likely to say, I'm going to vote Fine Gael, I'm going to vote Labour, I'm going to vote ULA. But whereas the older people were more focused on keeping it to themselves, I suppose, to an extent. And eventually they might speak and say that they were unhappy about what one person or another had done, but there isn't that same level of openness. They will have a significant say in the outcome of the vote. There's more than 465,000 people over 65 in the country who are entitled to vote, so that's about almost 20% of the overall. So they will have a large say, but in some cases they weren't happy to say where that was going to go.
Stephen Carroll, thank you.